thank you, everybody. We'll get ourselves underway. It is June 4th, and welcome to the Mayor's Health Table. And we'll start off with opening comments from Mayor Perry.
Once again, thanks very much, everybody, for everybody being on the line today. As you know, obviously, we're down to once a week call. We've had another case-free day today, or new case-free day today, which is always excellent news. We're always ecstatic to get that across, that message across our desk from Dr. Canton, who happens to be on the line right now with us, and I'll hand the call over to her. Dr. Canton?
Morning. Thank you. So as Mayor Perry said, we are always happy and pleased to announce a day without new cases being reported to the Porcupine Health Unit for the region. So we have remained at the 65 total number of cases that have been confirmed across the PHU. At this point in time, I'm looking for my chart, but I know we're over 5,300 tests that have been conducted for the Porcupine Health Unit area overall that have been reported to us. So I think that the most important messages are really that while we see things start to open up, while we start to enjoy the nice weather, and while we celebrate the fact that we have had several couple weeks now without positive cases, it's also important that we remember what got us here and that we remain committed to ensuring that the steps that will prevent further spread, further cases that will prevent tragic outcomes continue to be adhered to and followed, and that we continue to be mindful and responsible as community members as we have been to ensuring the safety for all those in our communities across the Porcupine Health Unit. So with this, we continue to encourage people, you know, to stay close to home, to avoid big gatherings, to ensure that, you know, if you're heading out to a camp or a cottage, to still maintain that space with members of your own household from home, to try and ensure that you are bringing food and supplies from home or your home community, and that you maintain physical distancing from those that you don't live with, so 2 meters from those outside of your household, whether you're outside or in a store or any other location. Again, one of the most important messages that we continue to promote, besides the hand washing and the physical distancing, which are both our strongest, most evidence-informed methods of preventing COVID-19 infection, are also to ensure that if you have any symptoms whatsoever that may be related to COVID or even maybe not, no matter how mild they are, to please stay home. Please don't risk infecting anyone else, any other family members or community members. Please don't go to run essential errands. However, please do call the Porcupine Health Unit or a primary care provider in order to get testing for COVID-19. At this point in time, we continue to promote the use of non-medical, non-surgical masks. When out in public, when you are around those that you do not live with, and that in a space where maybe the 2 meters of physical distancing can be challenging. So this is an important adjuvant step in order to prevent COVID-19 spread in our communities and an important opportunity to protect others. And we continue to promote safe mask use and preparation. We have some videos coming up with instructions on how to make some out of t-shirts. And there are great resources online that we have been promoting through our channels as well, so that everyone has access to some type of face covering, and even a scarf could work if unable to purchase or make any type of another mask. With respect to testing, we continue to promote testing across the Porcupine Health Unit area. As mentioned previously, definitely if you have any symptoms, please call for testing immediately. But if you don't have symptoms and you're concerned that you may have been exposed or concerned in any way, we know that there is access to testing across the region and across the province for individuals without symptoms. If you do not have any symptoms of COVID-19 and have not had any known exposure, so for instance, you haven't been contacted from the Porcupine Health Unit to advise you that you've potentially been in contact with a case or an exposure, or you haven't traveled somewhere you know, where there's a high risk or you haven't been visiting with someone that's a high risk. I think the most important thing is that we all keep in mind what a negative test means in that context. And so a negative test is simply a snapshot in time. It tells us that on the day the individual was swabbed, that they do not have the infection. It does not tell us about any previous infections, nor does it tell us about the possibility of incubating or having the infection, even by the time you get the test results back. So while getting a negative test result is always a reassuring factor for anyone, and we do, as mentioned, encourage testing, it is also equally important that we recognize what the test results mean, and that a negative test result does not in any way negate the need to continue to follow the infection prevention measures. This is absolutely critical. A negative test result does not mean that you can visit with loved ones more closely, especially those more vulnerable. Please ensure that we continue to remain committed to the steps that got us to this day of not having positive cases for several weeks. We also want to encourage everyone, you know, to ensure that you're keeping track of physical and mental health and social well-being throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. We recognize that the isolation has been extremely challenging for many, and for most, really. This has been an unprecedented time, and while we're all very anxious to get back to visiting and seeing others and get back to work and get back to opportunities in our life that we have missed so dearly, we just encourage people to please remain committed, as you all have been, to really ensure that we're doing things safely and following the provincial order and the public health measures that will allow us to continue to move forward in a safe manner and still not and still prevent further cases. The COVID information line at the Porcupine Health Unit remains open from 9 to 5 during the week, and we are still open on the weekend for calls as well, and assessment centers remain open throughout the region. I want to take the opportunity to thank all of the community partners that we continue to work with, both privately owned businesses that are looking forward to opening or have recently opened, the healthcare sector partners, social services, municipalities, and community individuals that we have worked with throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. We know it's been a long, difficult road, and the road will continue to be longer yet. This is going to be a bit of a marathon, but we truly appreciate and commend the commitment of all to ensuring that we are really reducing COVID-19 cases and preventing tragic outcomes in the Porcupine Health Unit area. So we thank you for your ongoing commitment. We look forward to continued work with all to ensure that we move forward in as safe a manner as possible throughout these challenging times. Stay home if you have any symptoms whatsoever. Please stay well, stay safe, stay positive. Thank you, merci, and miigwech.
All right, thank you, Doctor. Now we'll go to the Timmins District Hospital. I'm not sure if Blaise McNeil or Kaylee Russell is on the line.
Hi, good afternoon, it's Kaylee. So the Timmins and District Hospital has been carefully monitoring the COVID-19 pandemic since the beginning of February. Throughout COVID-19, the safety and well-being of our patients, staff, and physicians has remained our top priority. As we begin to transition into normal life with COVID-19, it's extremely important that we continue to take precautions and take care of ourselves. Throughout this pandemic, the hospital has remained open and will remain open 24/7 for anyone in need of medical care. The important precautions that have been put in place as a result of COVID-19 exist to safeguard our patients, staff, and physicians. These precautions include active screening at all hospital entrances, the masking of all patients accessing the hospital, frequent and thorough cleaning throughout the hospital, and visitor restrictions, among others. The hospital continues to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit and in accordance with regulations from government safety and infection control protocols to ensure our patients' safety. We can't stress it enough. Avoiding the hospital due to fears of COVID-19 has the potential to put people dealing with non-COVID health matters at risk. If you are in distress, if you are exhibiting symptoms of a heart attack, stroke, or other urgent health care concerns, you should seek help immediately. We are committed to remaining here for you when you need us most. As a reminder, we are also encouraging all those who do need to access and attend the Timmins and District Hospital to please consider wearing or bringing their own masks to help us preserve medical-grade masks. We are also accepting donations of homemade fabric masks at this time as well, and those can be dropped off at the front entrance between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. More information is available on our Facebook page, or you can also reach out to us at 705-267-2131 or email us at generalinquiries@tadh.com to ask if there or if you have any questions or need more information. We are asking you to please stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Kaylee. Brian Marks from the Cochrane DSAP is not able to join us today, although he did send a report stating that the homelessness numbers remain consistent to what we have seen to date, and meal services continue unabated. For my part, with the City of Timmins, I would like to, at this point, acknowledge the work of city staff throughout the organization, the men and women at the water plant, wastewater plant, who keep our city running, sanitation services, public works, bylaw enforcement, the city staff all the way through, Service Timmins. I think all have done a admirable job and have helped us work our way through this. And I'd also like to point out that we've had a number of excellent relationships established throughout this emergency with the hospital, with the health unit, with the DSAP in particular, and which have I think made a difference in helping get the message out and helping us put resources where they need to go. As well, the work with the business community, the Chamber of Commerce and its leadership that it's shown, the BIA, Economic Development and others on the Business Recovery Task Force is well underway, and I think it's going to make a difference as we pull out of this and as we move towards reopening City Hall to services to the public and tweaking the transit schedule and other things. I want to acknowledge the assistance that the media has given us. Every night I go home, turn on the news, and watch a bit of a circus across the border, and then I start to think of what a good job local media has done in making sure that the public has been educated and that the fears of the community have been recognized and allied with good, solid information every day. So I appreciate, I'll extend my appreciation to all of you who take the time to get the message right and to bring it to our attention when we need to also refocus our messaging. So thanks on that. At this point, I'll go to the media for any questions.
Hi, Dave, it's Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
Thank you very much for your kind words. We appreciate those. But I have a question for Dr. Cavan.
Go ahead.
Dr. Cavan, I'd like to ask you, you know, there's bound to be more perhaps protests. What's the risk of these, and what are your concerns?
Hello, Lydia. Thanks for your question. I think when we look at what's going on across the world, the opportunity to ensure that community members are able to offer their support and their voice to something so meaningful and so incredibly important, even here in Timmins and for all of our communities, I think that opportunity is extremely important. I think there are many ways to reduce potential exposures. One is that being outside is always a better opportunity when individuals are outside with respect to infection prevention. I think physical distancing, so trying to ask people to maintain that 2 meters from those that they don't live with is another important opportunity to ensure reduced risk of potential exposure. I think the masking, so individuals being able to wear non-medical, non-surgical masks or a scarf or, even, you know, hopefully not a warm winter scarf, but some other type of face covering is another opportunity, especially if that 2 meters physical distancing is a challenge. And I think while we definitely need to support this, it's just period, and it's just such an incredibly important time. At the same time, if individuals are sick or unwell, the recommendation still stands to not be out in public and exposing others. But I think there are definite ways, and those are the most notable ones, to ensure that we're able to lend our support and our voice to such an important cause as a community.
So then you wouldn't ask police to prohibit such demonstrations, would you?
At this point in time, no. We have not. There has not been any guidance to prohibit any of these demonstrations, and we've seen them occurring throughout the province, throughout the world. And I think it's such an important and critical time in our history. You know, and to be doing this during a pandemic is obviously exceedingly challenging, but I think there's ways that we can all support one another in this as we move forward and to do so safely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, any further questions? Okay, hearing none, then we'll go over to Mayor Perry for closing comments.
Once again, thank you to everyone for being on this call, and I just will echo everything that Mr. Landers has said in relation to the people that he's thanked during these, for their contributions during these last 3 months, I guess, really. In any event, another very quiet night from the Chief of Police perspective, TPS. We know that the community has heard and listened to the messages that have been given up by the healthcare professionals during this time. I was in that march yesterday, Lydia, and I thought it was very respectful. I was wearing a mask, and I thought the majority of people that were in that march were wearing the masks, and the instructions that were given ahead of the march were all in relation to the safety and respecting each other and COVID-19. I thought that, in fact, it demonstrated both the type of support that the citizens of Timmins feel for these larger issues, of course, that include our community, that are global in perspective, and as well reflected their respect for each other in relation to the times that we're in. So very satisfied with the conduct, and of course totally supportive of the message. So once again, congratulations to the City of Timmins and the residents of Timmins for doing things the right way. Today's June 4th. Next week it will be will be June 11th. The province has extended the emergency orders to June 30th. We are evaluating the current position that we're in right now vis-a-vis the city state of emergency. As you heard Mr. Landers mentioned, we're getting set to open at least service Timmins next week, and as we exit this, we exit still under following the guidance and the good advice of all the safety professionals that are there and health professionals that are there, which is social distancing, 6 feet apart, with one other added caveat that we haven't emphasized, but I would like to, which is masks. If you're going shopping and you're going to be where you know you might be in close proximity with lots of other people, simply wear a mask to protect perhaps you giving the virus to anybody else. But it's just one layer of protection that we'll have to get used to as we move forward. So thanks very much, everybody, and we'll talk to you a week today. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mayor Perry, the members of the media.